cliffcentral.com.
Here, just to add to your fun, Flax, here's George Meany looking extremely smart. Are you going to some sort of board meeting? What's going on? Are you going to a board meeting after this?
I'm going to a Auto Week Business Council meeting at 9 o'clock. So I don't have time to change after this show and then get there and have the meeting. So all of the original equipment manufacturer CEOs will be in this meeting. So, the thing.
Looking very smart,
you are
George.
Dressed
looking
to
very
impressed.
Smart. Yeah,
very stylish.
George is not going to take any prisoners today. All right, George. So what's happening? What do we need to know about this week?
Yeah, so apologies for my Halloween outfit.
oh, shit, it's Halloween, of course. This weekend, everyone is dressing up.
They are indeed. So, you know, I may just kind of... but talking about Halloween, Gareth, an electric vehicle is the perfect vehicle to dress up for Halloween and do... what's called trick or trunking.
What
and,
is that?
And what trick or trunking is wrong one. Sorry about that. What trick or trunking is you can use the frunk of an EV to put your sweets inside.
That's so clever. Of course, if you eat all the sweets in a space like that, you're going to end up with such a sugar high that people are going to want to shoot you in the head. But yeah.
So very good idea. If you do have an EV of the very few EVs that are on the road in South Africa, you can use it for Halloween. But an even better story, Gareth, is this the story of a gentleman who buried a car next to his house in California. Oh. So you can see that's his mansion in California.
Right.
And 6 feet under the ground, there is a Mercedes-Benz that was found in this gentleman's yard next to this mansion. Now, it's a $15 million mansion, this is. And the story goes that this guy's name is Johnny Liu. And Johnny Liu had a history of arrests for murder, attempted murder, and insurance fraud.
Shit.
And this car was buried in his mansion, in his backyard, in Palo Alto, in September of 1992. Now, they didn't find any remains in this car, in this Mercedes-Benz, but they did apparently find some suspicious things inside the car. Why would anybody bury a car next to their house? You've got to be hiding something.
Well,
yeah, it has all the evidence.
I know a guy who was so in love with his car that he said to me as a joke, but I don't think he was actually joking. I think he was being quite serious. He was like, when I die one day, I want you to bury me in my car. So some people are so in love with their car that they, you know, they never want to be parted from it. You know, people often will be buried with like something sentimental, a photograph of someone that they love or whatever. People do that. I don't think it's so weird that someone might bury themselves in their car, but to bury your car on its own, there must be something hidden in that car that you don't want people to know about or that you want to keep from people.
Exactly. So this gentleman had a history of being arrested for attempted murder. They didn't find any bodies, but you know, you've got to kind of like, when there's a little bit of smoke, this is probably fire. So here's an interesting story. Why are Rolls-Royce cars named, talking about Halloween, why are Rolls-Royce cars named things like Ghost, Phantom, Wraith, Spirit of Halloween? Because have you noticed that Rolls-Royce names their cars these strange names?
I have noticed that, but I have no idea why. Is there a particular sequence to it? Is there some reason that they all have names that have to do with ghosts, spirits, phantoms, you know?
So back in 1907, it started with a car by the name of the Silver Ghost, which was actually called, it had a chassis number 6055. And the name doesn't actually come from Rolls-Royce themselves naming the car the Silver Ghost. The press called it the Silver Ghost. And then it stuck. And from approximately 1925, Rolls-Royce started the trend of calling their cars Ghost and Phantom, etc. So it was actually the press that started the name of the car.
Well, that's interesting because, you know, usually you'd expect the manufacturer to come up with these names themselves, and it's part of the brand and it's part of, there's a story. In this case, it was like a third party who made it up and it became popular.
And it became popular and it just stuck.
Okay. George, have you been in a Rolls-Royce yet?
I have. We review these all the time and you know, quite honest, it feels uncomfortable because it feels foreign. You know, normal peeps like us get in a car like that and you're kind of scared to touch stuff because you don't know what's going to break. And then it might be the price of your own car that you're breaking.
Mm-hmm. Every time I look at it, I'm just like, that driving seat looks like a lounge chair. Like, it's too big. It's like not offering you support. It's too much comfort than actual support.
Yeah, it is actually quite big. If you sit in a Rolls-Royce seat, it does feel like there's more space than in a regular car. Even a largish Mercedes-Benz, it does feel like there's more space.
I want to go in one. I hear like the doors close. You hear nothing from the outside. The suspension is so good. You feel no bumps. Like, it predicts it for you. Yeah, I need to go in a Rolls-Royce once in my life.
Do you have?
Lex, I tell you what, my team are listening to this.
Yeah.
And if we get one in the studio again, I'm going to tell them to give you a call so that you can shoot over to the office and.
You're a gent. You're a proper gent, George.
George, how often do you have Rolls Royces on Auto Trader for sale?
Not very often, but they do exist. Every now and again, we will have one, two, three of them, but not very often.
I sometimes go into Auto Trader and literally just search for the most expensive car. I like always want to know what it is. Like, those G63, like 8-wheelers, are like so expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you look on our platform at the moment, that's what's on our platform at the moment.
There it is.
The most expensive car is more than likely this McLaren. It's usually the McLarens, but you have to inquire to get the price. But this Mercedes-Benz G-Class is 17, 18 million rand.
Good Lord.
Holy shit.
What?
Hi, Simpiwa, how's that? You thought...
Now I just need to do some research, George. Do people buy this cash? And do you also know the people that buy these cars? You know, just asking for myself.
Yeah, Simpiwe is looking for a husband.
No. So Simpiwe, I don't know the people that buy these cars. When you're buying a car for 17, 18 million rand, you know, these are people worth 300, 400, 500 million rand. They're not buying the car using debt.
And do people get to test drive like a car that expensive?
They probably get the car brought to their house to test drive. That's probably what happens.
Sometimes
with the full tank.
No, but sometimes someone won't even drive it to your house. It'll come on a truck because they don't want to add kilometers before they sell it, right?
Exactly. And quite often people that buy cars at that price, they don't often test drive them. They have many of these toys and they'll buy it straight out of the showroom. They know what they want. This isn't a kind of search and select budgetary thing with people up there.
All right. Yeah. Well, now we know what the most expensive car is on Auto Trader. Can you go on there quickly and show us the cheapest car for sale on Auto Trader right now?
What's in our budget?
Yeah, this is where Simpiwe and Flax and I are looking more around this number. Let's see what you got. There it is.
Okay. So if we flip the price to low high. We will see that the cheapest car is a Volvo S40 for 99 or a VW Polo Player for
30
grand.
That was like my first car.
It is your first car. It's still on Auto Trader for sale to someone else. That's amazing.
Okay. All right.
Oh, that's
not as stylish, but Very
well. I mean, I suppose it's quite evident of the divide that we find ourselves living in the world today. 18 million rand car versus a 20,000 rand car.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, listen, so, there's a small but extremely powerful market that buys those high end cars, and there are just so many people who, you know, can't even look at something over 100,000 rand for a car. They'll only be shopping in that lower market. So, I mean, this is why it's interesting to have you on every week, because it's kind of a bit of a, like a microcosm. It's a snapshot of the economy in some ways. I mean, often when we talk to you about things like the petrol price or the vehicle prices for all of these different cars that you sell, it kind of gives you a little bit of insight into what's happening in South Africa's economy.
Exactly. I think the automotive industry is a very good indicator of our economy. So spot on. And then very lastly, Gareth, cars that you probably don't want to drive because of their connotation to Halloween. Now, this first car, everybody will recognize. Would you be found in this particular car, which is the one that John F. Kennedy got assassinated in?
First of all, I can't imagine there are too many of them around. Second of all, if I believe that actual car is in a museum somewhere.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. What is it even called? What is it?
It's a Lincoln Limousine. That's what it's called.
Okay. All right.
Lincoln Limousine. So that's the first car you might not want to find yourself in. Mm. The second car you might not want to find yourself in is this particular car made in 1914, or should I say driven in 1914. This car is in a museum as well. But this car was the catalyst that started World War One and killed no less than 13 people.
Jeez, what happened to it?
Sure.
So the person that drove this car was a guy that got assassinated. I can't even pronounce his name. It was
Franz Ferdinand. That was the car that he was driving in that started World War One, effectively.
Correct.
His assassination in modern Serbia is what started the First World War. And that is also probably in a museum.
That is in a museum, and it killed no less than 13 people.
If you add up all the deaths of World War One, it killed about 20, 30 million people.
That's correct. So would you want to be found in that car in Halloween? I think not. And then the last two cars that you might not want to be found in over Halloween is the car that Bonnie and Clyde were killed in.
Oh, shit. Look at that with all the bullet holes still in it, huh?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That was a serious drive-by. Look at that.
A serious drive-by. Exactly. Exactly. So you might not want to be caught dead or alive in one of those. And here's a funny story, Gareth. James Dean bought this Porsche 550 Spyder.
Uh-huh.
And one of his friends, when he bought the Spyder and was showing it off to his friends, one of his friends said to him, "You're going to be dead in a week in that car." Guess what? 1 week later,
he was dead.
He died. Mm-hmm. In the car.
But did he die in that car, or did he die on a motorbike? I can never remember.
Yeah, you might be right. But he smashed into a wall. He smashed into a wall. That one.
Wow.
So would you want to be caught dead or alive in any of those cars?
Hell no.
Nah.
Definitely not. All right, George, thank you very much for a lovely end to our week. And thank you for joining us this morning. That's George Meany, CEO of Auto Trader, looking very CEO-like this morning with his tie and his shirt on. It's much smarter than us. CliffCentral.com